and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Morgan Norwood. President Biden today announcing a $24 billion military aid package for Ukraine, meeting with Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky today. Pentagon Press Secretary General Pat Ryder on what will be included.
What you can expect the package to include will be more air defense and artillery capabilities to support the Ukrainian armed forces.
Earlier, Zelensky met with lawmakers on Capitol Hill with an appeal to approve more funding. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and a group of conservative Republicans say they may not support additional money. North of New York City, a passenger bus carrying high school students crashed and rolled off a highway embankment. It happened in Orange County. Authorities say at least one person is dead and several others in critical condition. The students from a Long Island high school were on their way to band camp in Pennsylvania. New tropical storm warnings and alerts issued stretching from the North Carolina to Delaware coast. This is ABC News. Poland says it's not sending any new weapons to Ukraine in its fight against Russia. With elections looming there, the NATO country says it will instead focus on rebuilding its own weapon stocks. More than 15,000 Arizona voters have joined a new political party. The No Labels group floated a possible bipartisan unity ticket against Joe Biden and Donald Trump. No Labels now securing ballot access in 11 states. A competitor in the next Dancing with the Stars dropping out because of the writer's strike.
Many know Matt Walsh from his role as press secretary Mike McClintock on Veep.
What do you want me to do, juggle? Do you want me to dance?
And now he won't be dancing on the upcoming season of Dancing with the Stars because of the writer's strike. Walsh, a WGA member, says in a statement that he thought dancing was not a WGA show, but when he was informed by the union that it is a WGA show, he left rehearsals immediately. The new season is set to debut next week, a key part of ABC's lineup at a time when, because of the strikes, the networks are hurting for new content. Jason Nathanson, ABC News.
Morgan Norwood, ABC News.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. A Public Citizens Health Research Group report found that Wisconsin is one of the best states in the country when it comes to protecting residents from exceedingly rare instances of physicians injuring or endangering patients. The report found Wisconsin was the eighth best state in the country when it came to the average number of serious disciplinary actions per 1,000 physicians each year. The report found there were just 36 serious disciplinary actions each year, a rate of 1.23 per 1,000 physicians. Administrator for the Wisconsin Ethics Commission, Dan Carlton, has made it clear that if any of his staff members leak details from an ongoing investigation, he will personally terminate them and refer them to law enforcement. According to a Wisconsin Law Journal report, the strict reminder comes following accusations by a talk radio host that Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz's campaign conducted money laundering. A spokesperson for Protasiewicz called the accusations a conspiracy theory. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like her 15th. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albaugh Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albaugh Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You and more at scotchamamas.com.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
Yes, this is the day we play this song, Brett. You forgot, they actually talk the 21st of September. Earth, wind, and fire. Like Earth, Wind, and Fire. Brett, are you about to?
Yeah, I'm going to say, is it me? It's not me. No, I like Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Did you have to think about that?
I was trying to think of some right-wing Republican who would say it would
be offensive. There's a lot of people. Oh, that music. No, yeah, okay, stop.
That's
no,
some pro-climate change song.
Wait a minute. Earth, Wind, and Fire. Wait a minute here. What do they got against water? Yeah. All right. It is the Matt McNeil Show, 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Matt, Brett here, as you can hear. Guest-free today, but we've got a lot of things to get to, that's for sure. How are you today? Have things been going well here?
Yeah, going well over here with me. How about you?
It's horrible. But, hey, you know what? I'm not going to be that guy. I'm not going to be that person. What I'm going to be here... We're going to start off today with one of the stupidest things I've ever seen. I don't know what David Brooks was thinking in regards to the post he made yesterday. And you know David Brooks is New York Times conservative columnist, right? He makes a post. This is just the post he has, and I'm just going to read this to you. This meal just cost me $78 at Newark Airport. This is why Americans think the economy is terrible. Now, the meal he has, which, by the way, is the saddest male meal I've seen in a while. It's a hamburger, what can only be described as a handful of salad, and some fries, and not a lot of fries, and what looks to be a good solid double of scotch or whiskey, some sort of brown liquor. Now
that probably drove up the cost.
What are you talking about? Is that $70? Well, of course, put it to the internet to say, okay, wait a second here. What are you talking about? They immediately have come on out there. This is a restaurant. They've tracked down the restaurant in the Newark airport. The hamburger fry handful of salad combo meal is $17. That's what it's listed as on the. I don't know if you bought it from someone off the street or something like that. But if you buy it in the Newark airport, it's $17, which either means he's lying his butt off, or how much of that liquor have you had? Because, I mean, I don't drink anymore, but when I did, you go get to an airport, it's like $20 for a drink.
Yeah.
It's not cheap. They've got you. You want to take the edge off, it's going to cost you some money. So did he have like three drinks? And this here is $7. I hate life.
Yeah, that seems very expensive for a burger and fries, even like a high-end one.
Well,
$78.
Well, okay, actually, that's a great question. If I was in town here, I had a burger, fry, handful of salad combo meal. Is there any place in town that would cost me $78?
I can't think of anything.
Convention Grill wouldn't. No, Park Tavern wouldn't. Well, I mean, I want to be careful there. No one's offering the handful of salad. It's like, I got two handfuls for you for a dollar more.
Two hand scoops for the price of one.
Yeah, there you go. Two scoops of flavor there, right there. No, I can't think of anyone that, I'm going to guess one of the nicer restaurants has a haughty-taughty burger, but would that even still be $78? Because, I'm thinking like someone like Manny's. I think they've got a burger on the menu, but I think it's like $30. It's prime, it's like beef tenderloin, ground beef tenderloin. It's a really nice burger, but still is not 78. Yeah, it is kind of sad you're eating in the Newark airport. I'm just going to be honest with you. It's no love anywhere else. Where are you traveling to? What? Don't tell me you traveled someplace which has better restaurants than the Newark airport and you decided to eat in the Newark airport with your booze. Yeah, it's he's either lying his butt off, and it could quite easily be the case. He could just be lying, which is kind of a stupid thing to lie about. And you know, but, you know, it is David Brooks, so I'm not going to put it past him. I think the other thing is we could be just, you know, he just didn't realize, oh, yeah, someone will figure out this is actually because, OK, so it's $78. He said the meal was 17. So that gets us down to $61. Three of those drinks with a tip.
Could be a very generous tipper.
Or, you know, he's the guy, that guy screams, you know, you can keep the change when it's actual change. That's the kind of guy he seems so to be.
Probably ordered $60 of booze then.
Yeah, $60 worth of booze. That's well, it's a mere, how can Biden be ruining us this? My personal favorite was the guy that posted a picture of a package of Oscar Mayer bologna and a bottle of tequila. And he says, look, my bologna sandwich, my kid's bologna sandwich cost me $43. That's a darn you, Joe Biden. Oh, David, you're not, you know, you're going to, you'll be fine. You'll recover from this, but you're just being stupid, man. If I can be honest, you're just being really, really stupid. 952-946-6205. Speaking of stupid, if I may, Aaron Rupar, oh, excuse me, no, not Aaron Rupar, Ron Filipowski posted a sensational audio clip that, by the way, can you pull it up on Twitter? It's on my just my regular feed on Twitter. It's Ron Filipowski. It's a guy in Iowa that is speaking to an RSBN, which someone said is the right, you know, something network. It's a video implant. It's about four or five down on my page there. So if you can find it there, don't worry. Old Iowa guy ain't going to be swearing. All right, so we're good to play this.
Elon's website's going a little slow here.
Well, we're on death watch as it is. So is the iron lung fired up at this point on the Twitter bot? We have to understand the idiot nature of the right at times. And that there is a stupidity which exists, which is beyond boneheaded, and it's beyond comprehension. We good?
Yep, we're good.
All right. We're going to get eventually to SROs with this, because I got something to point out with this in a second. But let's go ahead and play this little gem of a clip. This is, once again, an Iowa, old white guy, Iowa farmer, on some right-wing, tertiary, quadriary, right-wing broadcast network talking about how excited he is to be at a Trump rally. Okay, go ahead.
I just had to purchase a new car because a deer totaled my other one. And it just, everything, the cost of everything is way too high.
And insurance, medical insurance as well.
Well, fortunately, I'm on Medicare, so that helps out a lot right there. And I'm a veteran, so I've got my VA benefits. So I just.
There you go. So let's just unpack this little gem. This guy complaining about socialist parties of Democrats ruining America. And this is kind of the whole thing. And this little clip we played from him is him there. So once again, he himself hit a deer with his car, which, okay, that's on you, dude. That's your mistake. You hit the deer. That's not me. Not Joe Biden. It's unless you put your blank Biden flag in front of your car, maybe I might, you know. But that's just, once again, your own stupidity. Maybe I'll give you the fact that the government of Iowa, and the Republicans down there have basically gutted a good chunk of the DNR's, Iowa DNR's budget. So maybe the deer curtailing endeavors are not being funded anymore, so there's more deer. But once again, that's the Republicans are the problem there. But needless to say, personal responsibility. Dude, you hit the deer. Not me, not Brett, not anyone here. You did. That being said, you're complaining about the price of cars and somehow implying that the government is somehow responsible into this problem. Cost of everything's so expensive. Well, correct me if I'm wrong, Joe Biden doesn't set the price of cars in the United States, does he? That's the free market, right?
Well, there's that special socialism.
Yeah, that's right, man.
No, he does not.
We do not. These are set by the private business car manufacturers. And by the way, funny quick story on the side. If we cut every federal tax penalty fee that goes along with a car tomorrow, do you think cars would actually cost you less tomorrow? Of course not. The car dealers themselves would say, hey, we'll just still keep charging them $36,000, $40,000 for a car, and we'll just pocket the rest of it. Thank you very much. So, no. You had to buy a car because you were an idiot and you hit a deer. And by the way, I don't know if you should be driving. That's looking at the video of this guy. We should probably check and see his license is valid. So government bad because he hit a deer. And then he had to buy a new car. Bad government. But then the twist. Thank God for the government with my Medicare and the VA benefits. Thank God they were there for me. This is a freaking Greek tragedy going on, man. There's back and forth all over the place. Can I point out, you're at a rally for the guy who wants to cut those benefits, which you just praised for keeping you alive. You're an idiot, sir. Without a better way to say it, and I know that might someone say, well, that's kind of harsh. No, he is. That's an idiot. I feel sorry that you hit the deer, but at no point do I hear you saying, well, I screwed up and I hit a deer, so I had to go buy a new car, and I wish I didn't have to do that. Boy, that was pricey, but, you know, it is what it is. Okay, fine. I want to tell you how expensive things are, but then to so quickly get to a point of why government is important in Medicare and the VA, because if not for them, you would have never survived your privatized medical bills. This is the delusion that encapsulates a lot of Republicans today. These made-up realities that they use to somehow justify their irrational arguments against government, Democrats, whatever the case may be. In this case, you have a deranged Iowa farmer who seems to be on the warpath against deers in the Iowa area. Watch out, kids. Who doesn't want, who basically, because of his own mistake, had to go buy a car and is trying to blame someone else for that cost. No, that's on you, dude. If you drove a tractor off a cliff, you can't complain about the cost of the tractor. Oh, I had to replace the tractor. I basically drove off the cliff. That was pricey. Thanks, Joe Biden. You might as well blame Joe Biden for a $78 three-drink hamburger meal at the Newark airport. Handful of salad sounds good right now. I'll give you another great example of this. There are many Republicans today who literally think that there are abortions happening up to 10 to 15 days after the birth of a child. They think that that's what it is, that there's thousands of these abortions happening after the child has been born, which that would actually be called murder.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah,
they think in hospitals that doctors are, I guess, Freddy Kruegering babies because they just want to, they're so desperate to turn this anger against them overturning Roe v. Wade into some kind of noble cause. So they've created a ludicrous beyond ludicrous argument that babies are being murdered after they're being born when a mom says, I don't really want it. And this is happening. This is happening. Matt, this is actually happening. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's not. And reality is, abortions in the third trimester are incredibly rare, mainly because most people who get to the third trimester want to have a child. And the ones that unfortunately don't want to have a child are generally not because they don't want to have a child, but because they have medical reasons. There's a problem with the fetus or else the death of the mother, potentially, that they have to abort the child because the life of the mother is in jeopardy. But you see, is they don't want that reality to be out there. They want it to be these blood-sucking murderers. They'll kill a baby. I killed a deer with my car, and they made me pay for another car. How dare they? Oh, by the way, thanks for the medical care. I appreciate that. That's a real problem. I really appreciate that. I'll give you another one. Who is the idiot that was in that movie about The Sound of Freedom?
Jim Caviezel?
Jim Caviezel. Apparently, he makes the comment, I saw one of those videos where they were murdering a child. And they took, it was endochrome. You know, they take this secret fluid out of the child right as it dies, and then they inject it into Hollywood celebrities so they can live forever. Now, mind you, that story sounds like it might not, you know, stack up correctly against a basic fact check. But the first thing I keep saying is, did you call the police when you saw the murder video of the child? Well, we don't know. Well, why didn't you? You witnessed a murder. Why didn't you call the police and report this as a crime? Well, you know, it was just a video that was sent to me. Still, if it was sent to you, why did you not call the police and report a crime? Because it wasn't about the crime. It wasn't about whether or not Iowa guy gets a free car. It's not about whether or not there are actual murders happening of babies in hospitals. It's all about, I'm going to try to create a narrative which I've got to turn the other side into some sort of evil biblical creature that's murdering babies, killing people, killing children, and taking their endochrome so they can live forever. Wait a second. What was that last part again? Never mind. We'll just, like I said, we'll just we'll fact check that later. Or will we? Or giving us a free car because I hit a deer and because the free market says I need to get a free car. I hate socialism. You see, that's what it is. They have to create these villains which don't really exist. I could do another one. How about the drag queen story hour, where at every one of these, they do a strip tease, and then they basically, they torture the children into becoming transgender. No, that's not happening. But it doesn't stop you small-minded, dim-bulbed idiots from insisting it does, because you're feeding your own machine at this point. You're basically creating your own conspiracy theories upon conspiracy theories because you're so addicted to the idea of vilifying the other side, you don't even think about whether or not anything you're saying makes any damn sense. Now, I'm going to apply this to the SRO thing because there's a real big of a doozy in there that they keep insisting was going to happen. It's going to happen. Well, it ain't going to happen. Which is not going to happen. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. We'll take a break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Damn, man.
Seward Co-op is now offering convenient self-serve and prepackaged hot options and salad bars at both the Franklin and Friendship stores. Breakfast items available daily until 11 a.m. and brunch served all day every Sunday. Their weekly lunch and dinner menus highlight cuisines from around the world. They offer vegan, vegetarian, and gluten-free options daily. 95% of the ingredients used are organic from small-scale, local community food producers whenever possible. More at Seward.coop.
Whether you rent or own a home, we all likely have nightmare stories about home maintenance, or what I like to call home cringe moments. Join me, your host, Katie Shahan, for the Yarlow Home Cringe Show. See what home cringe-worthy stories we have for you each week as we talk with local home service pros. Learn best practices for winterizing your home or what to look for after a hailstorm. Listen to the Yarlow Home Cringe Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. or on your favorite podcast app.
Cafe Latte offers made-from-scratch soups, salads, sandwiches, and mouth-watering desserts.
So come check out their pizza and wine bar, or get a treat from the bakery made fresh daily. Plus, you can still do online ordering and takeout, along with gift cards. Just go to CafeLatte.com and choose from their ever-changing selection of award-winning salads, sandwiches, and soups. Cafe Latte is located off Victoria and Grand and online at CafeLatte.com.
Cafe Latte offers made-from-scratch soups, salads, sandwiches, and mouth-watering desserts.
So come check out their pizza and wine bar, or get a treat from the bakery made fresh daily. Plus, you can still do online ordering and takeout, along with gift cards. Just go to CafeLatte.com and choose from their ever-changing selection of award-winning salads, sandwiches, and soups. Cafe Latte is located off Victoria and Grand and online at CafeLatte.com.
Hi, it's Freddie Bell, host of New Beginnings, heard every Saturday at 11 a.m. right here on AM 950. Each week, I bring you timely information on finances, AARP updates, Minnesota Department of Health information, what's going on around our area, a spiritual message, my words to the wise, history notes, and more. So tune in this Saturday at 11 a.m. for New Beginnings with me, Freddie Bell. I'll see you then.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show. 952-946-6205. I was trying to get Brianna Bierschbach to come and join us today because she has an article in the Star Trib today, which basically, to give the Star Trib credit to a point, they actually are presenting this as opposed to in the past, what they've just done is reported these screaming howler monkey Republican press conferences that, you know, is kind of like, they're all angry. Now they're actually going back and doing what they probably should have done early on in the story, which is basically do a kind of a synopsis of what's going on with the story. One thing I will point out, and this is something that I had this on the Star Tribune story on this, and I don't, this is not Brianna perchance. I think it's the editors who put the picture there. Someone is telling me that the picture with the story about SRO, school resource officers, is actually a picture from Minneapolis Roosevelt High School, which is a little bit dishonest because Minneapolis Roosevelt High School hasn't had SROs since 2000. So I don't know if that's the picture. It's not labeled as from Minneapolis Roosevelt, but I've had a listener insist, no, that's from Minneapolis Roosevelt. So I don't know if that's the case. If it is, it probably should be noted that that school resource officer featured in the article, the picture in the article was actually from 3+ years ago. Reading from the article here, confusion continues to swirl around the new law that restricts the ways schools resource officers in Minnesota are allowed to restrain students. Minneapolis, Minnesota Republicans, metro area law enforcement officials recently renewed their call for a special session. While the governor has signaled his openness to calling a special session in order to alter the law, some detailers and education advocates have pushed back. Here are some common questions. So once again, they're kind of doing a basically, this is probably something that should have been done back in August. Not necessarily to Brianna Bierschbach, but this is too, because Brianna Bierschbach is an exceptional journalist. She really is. They go through what is a school resource officer. All right. I think we understand these are the police officers or, you know, private security that basically are attached to a school to basically patrol the school during the school day, you know, under the argument that it keeps kids safe. Now we've the Minnesota Reformer did a story which basically said that it's a real mixed bag if these schools actually are safer per se than without an SRO. You can't definitively say that. In some categories, it's better, but in other categories, it's actually a lot worse. So a school resource officer does not equate to a better or safer school per se. What changed in the law? A substitution of a 1-2-letter word for another in the state law has led most Minnesota police chiefs, county attorneys, and sheriffs to interpret the new statute as preventing them from restraining students unless those students pose a physical threat. Now, I want to just stop you. And it does kind of surprise me. Unless there's a physical threat, yeah, you shouldn't just be able to go up and grab somebody and toss them around like a rag doll. I don't think that that's a good thing. Previously, the statute said an agent of the district, which includes law enforcement officials placed in schools under contract with the district, may use reasonable force when it is necessary under the circumstances to restrain a student or prevent bodily harm or death of another. The education bill took the word... took the or out and turned it into two. Police chiefs, so basically the way it reads now is, and forgive me, this is a fairly tight, it's a fairly tight script on this. Basically, the agent of a district may use reasonable force when it is necessary under the circumstances to restrain a student to prevent bodily harm or death to another. So the previous law, now, once again, I want to make sure I also point out this, and this is not necessarily something that's pointed out in the story. So there are some things about the story which are kind of missing for context per se. But what I will say about the story is it doesn't point out that this has been the standard, that you cannot just restrain a student in for any reason when they're a special needs kid, that those laws have been in place for 10 years. So, you can't restrain a student to prevent bodily harm or death of another. The education bill took the word or out of the after the students and turned it into the two. Police chiefs, county attorneys, and insurers have interpreted that change to mean that officers stationed in schools may only restrict students if they're about to inflict harm on themselves or to others. An SRO cannot restrain a student until that split second when it becomes a threat, previous bodily harm, or death. Well, once again, could make an argument that's not the worst thing. Over the last few weeks, police chiefs and county attorneys have pointed out to the two-word change as the primary source of confusion when they're allowed to intervene. Now, I want to make sure I point out another thing. According to an earlier Minnesota Reformer story, 28% of the state schools have an SRO. This story goes on to state that 40 school districts in the state of 331 have removed their SRO officers, which is only 12%, which even means with schools that have SROs, the majority of schools with SROs in them still have their SROs in them, that they're not pulling their kids out or that their officers out of these schools. They're not. And the reason why is there have been a lot of people who have basically come on out and said the determination is going to be made on whether or not a police officer did something wrong by the county attorney, which let's just go with what that is. That means really not a single officer will be held accountable because the county attorneys generally won't do this. Which brings me to the point of this whole thing. It's only one county attorney they're concerned about. Mary Moriarty in Hennepin County. That's the one county attorney that they're concerned about. You're trying to, and I'll tell you what, I'm going to take a break. When I come back, I'm going to expose the stupidity of the right's argument here, because only a person who thinks the government should give them a free car, that babies are murdered in hospitals after they're born, that basically there is video proof of crimes against children where they're being murdered, and for some reason no one is deciding to turn this into the police, that level of delusion has to exist for you to think that there is a problem with this law. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
I can't shut off this stereo. it's Tom. Fossil fuels continue to have negative impacts on our environment. Luckily, there are more ways now than ever to use renewable energy in your home or business. All Energy Solar offers smart energy solutions like custom solar paneling, electric vehicle chargers, and energy storage. Solar panel systems can last for decades, meaning you can help the environment and cut back on electric bills for years to come. There are incentives and rebates available to most people who install solar energy, too. Last year, the federal solar tax credit increased to a 30% tax credit. This incentive can be used in combination with other incentives from your utility, county, or city. But don't delay or miss out, as many of these incentives are limited to only a certain number of people. So have a professional from All Energy Solar help you discover how solar can power up your property while saving on your energy costs. Call 800-620-3370 or visit allenergysolar.com.
Hi, this is Gina. Matthew, I will not read this next line.
I'll be your snookum wookums.
Fine. My husband is the sexiest radio host in Minnesota, Matt McNeil.
Dang straight.
When it came time to replace my vehicle, I wanted an option that was safe in the environment. I wanted a hybrid. My RAV4 hybrid is a greener vehicle without sacrificing style and comfort. I love my Toyota hybrid.
Toyota hybrids are incredibly fuel efficient. Test drive one today at Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Hi, I'm Peter Solak.
And I'm Adam Ostrowski.
We are here at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces to talk about outdoor fires. Sitting around a fire is the oldest, most basic form of human activity.
What's new is in the way fire is burned. We can show you how to burn cleaner with a lot less smoke.
The radiant heat and light from an open fire is unmatched. It kindles our spirits and connects us to the outdoors. And now it's easier to experience and enjoy.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces sells and installs wood and gas burning fire pits and fireplaces. Let us help you experience an outdoor fire without all the smoke.
Come see the many ways you can enjoy a fire outdoors.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces has over 35 working wood and gas units on display at the corner of East Franklin and Riverside Avenue in Minneapolis. More information at woodlandstoves.com. Find the fire that works for you. Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, out of the ordinary products and services since 1977.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for sunny skies today with a high near 81. Tonight, clear with a low around 59. And Friday, partly sunny with a high near 75. Scotchamamas offers huge taste out of a little place. They offer mouth-watering baby back ribs, grilled chicken, and half-pound pulled pork sandwiches. Located at 3 West Diamond Lake Road near the intersection of Nicollet Avenue and West Diamond Lake Road in Minneapolis. Find their menu and more at scotchamamas.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, the Matt McNeil Show, 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. So, once again, the whole topic here is you have to create yourself into a situation where you have to be intentionally a stupid idiot to basically follow most of these Republican mindsets today. And once again, it's a self-generating machine now, where basically their only goal is to vilify the other side, so they have to keep ramping it up and ramping it up and ramping it up. And whether that's some delusional Iowa guy demanding that cars are free because Republican, or from the government because Republican, or that, you know, somehow babies are murdered after they're born in hospitals, or that there's some sort of secret cult that's stealing, you know, some kind of thing from a child as they're murdered, and basically they're living forever, like it's, you know, okay, no, you're basically just, you're grasping for straws because you're just so desperate to turn the other side, because you know your side is so rotten to the freaking core, but you don't have the guts to fix that, so your only goal is to try to make the other side worse, and that is where you guys are at. And so I want to apply this, because there's something with the SRO rules that that basically point out that how ludicrous this is for them to basically even be trying to argue, oh, this is a bridge too far. And once again, a reminder, these rules have already been in place for kids for 10 years with special needs kids. At no point did any of these people complain about it. These rules of the 28% of Minnesota public schools that have SRO officers in it, apparently, according to this article, at least at the bare minimum, 16% of those schools, 16% of the schools in the state still have their SROs in them, which only means 12%, a minority, have pulled their SROs out of the schools. So it's and at no point is there this discussion between the two different school districts. Like, okay, why is your school district to have them? Why they're not? And at the end of the day, as much as these police departments and these school districts are trying as hard as they can to insist, we're being forced to do this. No, no one's forcing you. You pulled the SROs out of your own schools. You did. No one else. Stop looking for the free car because you hit a deer with your last one. You guys did this. That's on your heads, not anyone else's. Some student activists and a large group of DFL legislators have said the law change adds needed protections for students and is clear that this is clear the way it is. The law restricts the use of prone restraints and any form of physical holding that restricts or impairs a pupil's ability to breathe or communicate distress. The ban on prone restraints in particular brings the new law in line with restrictions the legislator previously placed on the way school staff may restrain students enrolled in special education programs. I think it's just a matter of making sure all the adults in our schools have the tools they need to make sure they're safe and successful places, said DFL Representative Cheryl Joachim, who chairs the House Education Finance Committee. As well, we should mention Keith Ellison weighed in with a strong with an advisory opinion in late August and an updated version on Wednesday. His new guidance said interpretations law change restricts SROs and school professionals from engaging in any physical contact to address nonviolent behavior are not correct. They simply must avoid the restraints identified in the new language. If a student is misbehaving in a way that does not and will not harm that student or anyone else, professionals in schools still have many tools at their disposal, including other kinds of physical contact, reads the supplemental opinion. In a recent letter to city and law enforcement officials in her district, DFL House Speaker Melissa Hortman wrote, there is one and only one standard for use of force by peace officers, regardless of their role, and the legislature did not make any changes to that statute last season. Would I be surprised if we were to find out there was a coordination happening between the DFL leaders, or excuse me, not this community, the Republican leaders, these right-wing school district boards, and these right-wing police departments to turn this into a political thing? Would I be surprised if we were to discover, I don't know, through Freedom of Information requests, that there was a coordination going on? No, I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised in the least bit at all about that. Would you? Would you be surprised if evidence that there was a coordination between the Republican Party and these right-wing school boards and right-wing police departments to try to turn this into a political issue? Would anyone here be surprised if it was discovered something like that actually existed? I'm not saying it does. I'm just asking, would you be surprised if it did? See, I can play the Fox News game, too. Question mark. There you go. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if you can get the, you know, Freedom of Information request, but it'd be interesting to see. I also, would I be surprised if there was active lobbying by some of these right-wing police departments and school boards and politicians on the school districts that have the SROs still in school to get their SROs out because it gives us a stronger message? Would I be surprised by that? Not in the least bit. But I want to go back to this because, once again, this is about one word. And that word is changing the word or to two. And even though Keith Ellison has weighed in now and basically said, no, there's plenty of, you can physically grab a student. You just can't grab a student. You can't choke them out because you don't like the T-shirt he's wearing. I didn't vote for Joe Biden, so I'm going to choke you out. You can't do that anymore. You just can't. You can't say, I'm trying, you can't have one of those cops that's trying to impress the teenage girls and say, hey, let me just, I'm just trying to rough one of these guys up and tell you this is just part of my job. You can't do that anymore. You just can't. But if there is a crime happening, you know, say, well, I mean, clearly if there's a physical threat, so if there's two people fighting, because that was the first argument the Republicans were making is, we can't even pull kids off each other if they're beating each other up. Actually, the law distinctly says you can do whatever you want to if two kids are fighting. Well, we can't do anything if a child tries to murder another child. Well, no, you can do a lot there. You basically don't. That, once again, the law very clearly says there are no restrictions on whatever you need to do in those cases. So now they're trying to make it argue. So since those two arguments are now been proven to be absolute garbage, they're now trying to make an argument as if we see a crime that doesn't involve physical violence, we can't do anything. And if I did, Mary Moriarty is going to charge me with a crime. Okay, so now you see where I'm going here. Where the stupid for stupid sake argument comes into play. Now, I have not been the biggest fan of Mary Moriarty. I think there are things that she has done that she definitely did not campaign on. That being said, I want to ask you a question. And I want you to, and I already know what the Republicans are going to scream, but I want you to stop for a quick second before you demand your free car from the government or insist that babies are being murdered in hospitals at thousands of a day. I want you to stop and I want you to think about this for a second when I ask you this question. Do you honestly think that if a police officer in a Hennepin County school came across a drug deal going on in a school and witnessed a drug deal going on and grabbed the drug dealer by the nape of the neck and their arm and said, we're going down to the office right now. You're under arrest for dealing drugs. Do you really think that Mary Moriarty is going to be like, how dare you stop that drug deal in the school? Don't you know that they have rights too? I'm charging the police officer with a crime. You really, I want you to stop. You really think Mary Moriarty is going to do that? That if you've got video evidence, your body cam's on, you got video evidence of you caught a drug bust going in place and you got the guy and you grabbed the guy and you hauled him down to the front office of the school, that somehow you're going to get charged with a crime? How stupid are you? Of course not. Seriously, I want to ask you that. How stupid are you if you think that that's the case? Well, I think that it would happen. There's a chance. No, it would. No, it would not. No, 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 no. No, you don't get a free car after you hit a deer in Iowa. You don't. Don't do that. No, seriously, do not go to Iowa to think to yourself, if I just hit a deer, I get a free one. No, that's not. No, that's not how it works. No, of course, Mary Moriarty or, you know, liberal DA of the month. Of course, county attorney, liberal county attorney of the month. Of course, they would charge the person with the crime of selling drugs and the police officer would not get charged. This is you guys just creating a villain for villain's sake. Like I said, you guys have already failed on this. You initially said, well, you can't even stop a fight. No, it actually says very clearly if there's a fight going on, you can stop that. You can't stop a murder. What are you talking about? Of course you can stop a murder. Well, now if I stop a crime that's happening, someone's dealing drugs in school and I just try to stop it, I'm going to get charged. Once again, the decision to charge goes down to the county attorney. We'll just overlook the vast majority of psycho-righto county attorneys across the state who would never even think about charging an officer with a crime. And I'll just focus on the metro area. Of course, they're not going to charge a police officer for busting a drug bust in a high school. Ta-da! Ta-freaking-da! This is all made-up political hype. That's all it is. It's made-up political hype. They don't have anything they can campaign on. They're not about to introduce a health and human service policy, an education policy, an environmental policy, a transportation policy. Nope, they're not going to. And so what they have to do is they have to create a crisis, which they have, because once again, one thing I'll criticize the Star Tribune for is this is the first time you've actually even tried to explain this issue as opposed to just running howler monkey Republican press conferences where you're like, wow, these people are upset. Yeah, because they're making it up. And they duped you all into covering it. So
yeah, this is a made-up political thing. And would I be surprised? Would I be surprised if there was coordination between the Republican Party of Minnesota, certain right-wing school boards, and certain right-wing police departments to try to make this into a much bigger issue than it really is? Abso-freaky-lutely not. I would not be surprised by that at all. So I do have some requests here for the media. If you are going to look at this, can I have you actually talk to one of the majority of schools that still have their SROs in place and ask them how their SROs are still there when the Republicans and the right-wing police keep insisting chaos in the streets or in the schools? And also, I want you to get in front of all these right-wing people and get them to ask the question. So you're saying your belief is if a police officer with their body cam on catches a drug deal and basically grabs that person and takes them to the front office, they think the police officer is going to get charged with a crime for arresting a drug dealer in school. You honestly think that? Because it's time for us to stop acting like the lowest common denominator is somehow our bellwether. The media used to actually have a level of integrity to it and not have to dumb itself down to the lowest base point of just, I'm here at the scene of the auto crash. Look, blood and glass on the highway. And this is not a criticism of Brianna, because I appreciate Brianna. And you can tell Brianna Beerspach is in charge of this article because it has got more information on this issue than the Star Tribune has put out in every other freaking article they've done. So once again, Brianna is gold. But that being said, you guys should be out there doing a much better job of this. I can point out that these school districts, and Brianna did too, that the special needs kids already had these rules in place, that this is a vast minority of schools in the state, and it's even a minority of schools with SROs who are throwing a fit. That basically your arguments that they can't even stop a crime, you're not even looking at these guys who are saying that and saying, so you're telling me right now that if an active crime was going on and a police officer stopped it, you honestly think Mary Moriarty would prosecute the cop? That's what you honestly think? Because, and sure, they'll say, yeah, they will, because they're talking from press points, but then you'll expose the stupidity of what they are. The saddest part about this whole thing, is right now there are people in the right in this country, people in these police departments that are standing, holding their officers out, and these school boards who are hoping a tragedy happens. Not because of any other reason, but then they can go, see, we were right. When there's nothing, there's no correlation. You can't equate those to two things. There are people hoping for bad things to happen to our kids so that they can try to win a political argument. That's not protecting and serving. That's not being advocates for our kids like a school board should be. And it's not anything like the Republicans say they are, which they care about life. Yeah, only unless it serves their political purpose, then die, baby, die. Can't stand these people. This is a made-up crisis. It's only politics. For God's sakes, just ignore them. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Take a break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Here, and it's the season of changes. But you know what doesn't change? The fun and excitement at the National Eagle Center in Wabasha. Pack up the family for a perfect day trip and take a drive to Wabasha to join the celebration during their Soar Fall Flight Festival happening September 23rd and 24th. They're highlighting fall migration along the Mississippi River Flyway and celebrating Native American cultures and their connections to eagles. You'll meet the live eagle ambassadors, catch an exciting program in the beautiful Riverfront Amphitheater, and enjoy a front row seat to fall migration. You can explore Native and Indigenous cultures by visiting the exhibitor booths from Effigy Mounds National Monument, Indigenous artist Inkpa Manny, and Native American craftsman Dick Mindikowski. Plus, meet live birds from the Midwest Peregrine Society. Register for an unforgettable eagle viewing trip or behind-the-scenes experience and enjoy seasonal arts and crafts for all ages. It's a fall party with the eagles, and you're invited. Get all the details online at nationaleaglecenter.org/soar and schedule your eagle fun today.
The Park Tavern in St. Louis Park is your summer destination. The patio is amazing, perfect for you and your friends to grab dinner and drinks. Enjoy a game of cornhole while you indulge in the great food. The full Park Tavern menu is available outside. The Park Tavern also has live music on the patio every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and even some Mondays through the summer. Reservations are highly recommended. And if the weather does turn, the bowling lanes at the Park Tavern are always open and are spectacular. On Louisiana Avenue, north of Highway 7 in St. Louis Park, the perfect summer is waiting for you at the Park Tavern.
Turn to Auto Technical with your vehicle donation. We have families waiting for a car. You know, over 85% of unemployed are successful in finding and keeping a job if they have dependable transportation. A car plus a job equals a life changed. 612-919-5526. We have families waiting for a car. 919-5526 or autotech.org.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is funny when you look at some people that have started going out and confronting these rightos who basically, like I said, they have to create a villain worse than their own guy in order to keep justifying their undying support. So they kind of create these whole things. So they'll go up to them and talk about Joe Biden. They'll say, so you're a Republican, right? Yes. You think Joe Biden's too old? Yes. He's losing his capacity. He can't really do anything. Yeah, but isn't your whole argument with Hunter Biden that he's like in charge of some sort of worldwide conspiracy? Wouldn't that require some level of competent intelligence?
Well, you're mega.
And they won't change. You're not going to win these people over. They are so delusional. They are so caught up in their recurring, never-ending, vicious circle, feeding their negative viewpoints. You're not going to change them. But you can sure make them look stupid, because that's easy. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. A business owner and consultant with experience in the hemp-derived cannabis industry. Will lead a new agency tasked with overseeing the legal dope in Minnesota. Minnesota Governor Walz has named Aaron Dupree the state's first director of the Office of Cannabis Management. They're closed a lot, by the way.
I heard they good deals every day at 420.
Why is no one in the office? Everyone's kind of relaxed in there. I don't think they've opened the office yet. She starts on October 2nd. She's the first hiree. I think she's fine. The director will play a key role in establishing and regulating the state's legal marijuana marketplace. Narc! Sorry. While growing and possessing marijuana for personal use has been legal since August 1st, state officials will spend the next year plus preparing for commercial sales. That work will include everything from developing the licensing systems for cultivators and businesses to finalizing rules related to product testing, labeling, and packaging. And as I say that, I already know product testing, you know, I know there's a certain element of my audience right now that just perked up there. I have no idea how you get part of the product testing team, but I imagine that's going to be a pretty heavy duty. That's going to be a list of employees possible there.
Yeah. I'm betting there's no shortage of job candidates for those.
I'm really good at testing stuff.
We'll do a thorough job testing, too.
This is great, man. I got this wizard bong when I was in Aruba, man. This is awesome. This will be great. This gives you really high potency. Anyway, I don't think that's going to be part of the testing process.
Not that kind of test.
I have a feeling it's going to be like, I'm feeling funky. I'm noticing my fingers are tingling. I'm really kind of feeling mellow. And boy, would I love some poppables. Those are tasty. That would be in lab coats. Dupree is the founder, vice president, and sales of operation, and head of research and development at the Apple Valley-based Lunacy Cannabis Company. Well, she has not worked in government, which is something the job posting emphasizes, sought after experience. Well, okay, who's going to say, well, I've been smoking dope for years here in the Department of Transportation? You know, when I've been running the environment, when I take all those trips up to the Northern Forest, high as a kite. I can tell you everything you need to know about the fine weed. Basically, her resume includes working advertising business, startups, and strategy and growth. She told reporters Thursday her consulting and contract work related to cannabis has made her familiar with the bureaucracy and regulation needed from other states. Well, there you go. We got a dope queen now. Yes! Yes! Get it going, folks. We all need to calm the blank down. Hour two is up next.
It's the start of our favorite season in Minnesota, football season. That's right. With all the hype and action this season brings, we know things can get loud and messy quick. Before you invite your friends and family over to watch the big game, you better call My Cleaning Heroes at Zero Res to clean up all of those fumble moments in your home. Lucky for you, you can score big this month with great savings. Right now, you can get your entire home zero-resified from Minnesota's ultimate carpet cleaner and get three rooms of carpet cleaned starting at just $149. It's also a perfect time of year to get your air ducts cleaned this month with $100 off your air duct cleaning. An air duct cleaning will help alleviate allergies and asthma. You will enjoy less dust, lower energy bills, and your home will stay cleaner longer. Schedule your appointment today.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media app. ABC.